I was a member of the Department of General Practice. Because I was looking after postgraduate programs, there was three postgrad diplomas. Ross had set those up and was in charge of those, so I worked closely with Ross on those. Then almost, with osmosis I guess, became deputy director of the unit, and then director while Ross transferred to the dean's, assistant dean's job here. And we advertised the post and I applied, or I got appointed to the job.
What made you decide to continue at that point?
Oh, I was enjoying it. It was great. I've loved working in the postgraduate teaching area. I've done very little in the undergraduate. And I enjoy the postgraduate because they're all old people like me. And particularly people who have come back to education. I used to talk about them as diplomas of second chance because that was my story. Prof Beaverhall gave me a second chance, got me directly into postgraduate without an undergrad degree. And we were seeing a lot of students coming through into our programs like that, particularly nursing students who had done hospital training for their nursing or at Polytech, so did not have a first degree. But our regulations, fortunately, I don't know who wrote the original ones, but it was fantastic, allowed entry without an undergraduate. So as long as you had a recognised health qualification, that's the wording in the regs, and a minimum of 2 years' experience, you can apply to enter into a postgraduate certificate in health science. So that was the entry point for a lot of people, and I particularly, because of my own experience, went out and recruited people, got a lot of people in who thought they would never go to university, so it was very satisfying. So I enjoyed that part of it. We set up some new programs, one in health promotion, health education and promotion, and some of the courses sort of almost had a natural life. Some of them have gone now, but they satisfied a need at the time. There was a need around geriatric medicine training. Our diploma's gone. Sports medicine and community emergency medicine, they've pretty much gone now. But they totally satisfied a need in the 90s, 2000s, and the early 2010s.